where you've got to survive would probably not be good. Because if, because those people need their survival skills to be honed because of their environment. So the behavior is geared for adaptation. So you got to look at the environment that the person's finding themselves in and say, and that's why we say people have all the resources they need to succeed. Behavior is geared for adaptation, and people are doing the best they can with the resources they have available to them at the time. Because your value system will be in response also to the environment that you find yourself in. So I wouldn't, to say that it wouldn't be good to have a three, I think would be, because if we went into the military and we got them all eating brown rice and wearing Birkenstocks and hugging each other, we'd have a lot of trouble. Yeah. So the military needs to be three. And their command structure and everything needs to be three. That's why sometimes, but the sixes will come in and they say, well, we should have, they'll come in and they'll say, well, the military, they should be more loving, they should be more caring, but people, the military has to be values level three. Yeah, they can't be values level six. And values level six wouldn't join the military anyway because they don't think we should have one. Right? Which isn't bad. I mean, that's just values level six. I mean, I don't know, you know, I have no value judgment on any of the values levels, or I have as little as possible on any of the values levels.
So a six would never look at a seven and say, yo, it should be an eight.
A six would probably look at a seven and now this is a generalization because people have some of a lot of different systems within them. So somebody's not just a six, but the classic six would oftentimes look at the seven and see them as a five or a three. See them as being somebody because they're not one of the group and because they're not eating their brown rice like they should be. Then they're egocentric and they're off on their own and they're power hungry into ego. They should be conforming and they're not.
They don't recognize
their
transition.
Right. Okay. So let's take a look at how thinking is. If they're level one, they're going to be instinctive and automatic. If they're level two, they're going to be animistic and tribal. Level three will be egocentric and cunning. Level four, altruistic and linear. Level five, multiplistic and calculating. Level six, sociocentric and affiliative. Level seven, systemic and existential. Level eight, holistic and experiential in terms of thought process. You guys getting inundated with values levels? What we're doing is we're layering it in from multiple levels so that you, my goal would be after this section, you could look at somebody and conversationally, intuitively understand what values level they're operating from. That would be my goal for this session.
And then know where to form your language.
And then, yeah, you can communicate within their values level and so on and so forth.
Right.
So how do you decide what's ethical? Like the values level two would have to ask their elders or their chieftain, or they might ask their shaman about the customs of their people and the signs developed for them through the spirit realm. That might be the way that they would find out if it was an ethical thing to do. Level three would say anything I have to do is ethical, so long as it gets me what I need, when I need it, regardless of anyone else, and so I don't get shamed or put down. That'll be level three. Level four says, by following the letter of the law and obeying the directives of rightful higher authorities within the one true way with honor and dignity. That would be level four. Yeah, that would be level four type thinking as well. No? Level five says, whatever the best evidence indicates will lead to necessary progress and improvement so as to achieve the greatest good for the deserving. Now, one, two, three. Let's see. Yeah, that's interesting. So we've got two. Two is going to be there. Three, four, five. I suppose so. They're going to say, level five, what level five is going to say is if it helps me to win, then whatever it takes, and if the person works, I mean, you could look at it that way. It's whoever works hard enough for it is the one that's deserving. And if you don't work hard, level five says, you're gone. You don't deserve anything. You're toast. Because we didn't talk about one. We didn't talk about one. Yeah, we've been skipping one because one is virtually inexistent today. But level five says, hey, if you don't work for it, you don't deserve anything. You don't, you know, let you rot in the gutter.
You lay them off.
Cinema. Level five says, hey, if you don't work for it, we're going to kick you out on Christmas Eve and screw you and your family. You should have worked. That's what level five says. The Ebenezer Scrooge, yeah, at its worst, yeah. That's five. Level six says, meaningful discussion and sharing with others reveals those things that the community finds acceptable based on its collective wisdom and insights. So how do you decide what's ethical? So level seven says, that which fits my principles and applies best under the circumstances, but without doing harm to others. Because level seven isn't going to do harm to others. They don't want to hurt anybody. And they know that life is full of paradox. So they're not going to hurt anybody. They're not going to do they don't want to do anything bad to the planet. And they're going to do things that they feel is right to them, taking into consideration the ecology of things. Yeah. Level eight then says, if we look into our collective wisdom and insight to seek out those actions which will serve the Earth's balanced system of interlocking life forces, we'll find out what that which is really ethical. So let's take a look at leadership for a second, from a leadership perspective. So if somebody is values level two, the leadership is going to be the tribal order. It's going to be mysticism driven. And they say the customary ways of the ancestors are interpreted by the elders and chieftains so as to define specific roles and kinship relations. All continue to appease and honor the spirits. Level three, red, is going to be empire, exploitative empire. Actually, Bill Gates, one of the people that he really modeled in his youth was Napoleon, interestingly enough. Read every book on Napoleon he could find.
Art of War
and Napoleon, interesting. And he has a haircut, Jesus. it's very power-driven. Leaders have the most power because they're stronger and tougher. They can hand out the payoffs for people that they like and punish the rest, whenever they feel like it, without guilt. And a red leader, somebody who's a level three leader will do that. They'll be into control and punishment, and they will punish you. And if you don't do it their way, which is the only way, because the red leader says, my way is the only way, they will punish you. And they look at everybody else like it's a red world, and you've got to stomp everybody else out that's not doing it your way if you're a red leader. If you're a blue leader, it's authoritarian structure, it's order-driven, and there's seniority in the rightful position in the formal structure determines who leads whom. Yeah, so you got to work your way up, and when you work your way up, once you've done that, then you can lead somebody. Doesn't matter, by the way, in the blue organizational hierarchy, it doesn't matter if the person leading is the one who's most suited for the job. They've been there the longest. So regardless of their ability to do their job, they've got seniority, and they should be leading. The Pope, yeah.
So that's the old guard.
Yeah, that's the old guard, yeah. The organization lays down rules for all to follow according to their rank, class, or category. So the military is a level four organization, level four, three. The organization of the military is level four. The people within the military are level three. Yeah. So they need to have a level four organization so as to contain all the level threes. Otherwise, the level threes would take over the joint. They'd be fighting for who's the strongest, who's the baddest. Yeah. So the Yeah, no level six in the military. Well, the military doesn't care about the level sixes. Yeah, they see a level six as like. Colin Powell is, well, Colin Powell had a value shift, though. I mean, he's always been a little, he's kind of like the reluctant warrior, you know, the guy that, and part of it is because he's seen fighting. He knows what it can do. So he has an understanding. In fact, a lot of people in the military that go through the military, there's many of them that say, hey, they're against war because they've seen it. And when before television was invented, we hadn't seen it. Then we saw Vietnam and we said, wow, that's what's happening. So our values shifted at that point. But in the military, oftentimes they've seen it and they're like, hey, you know, we don't want to fight unless it's absolutely necessary. Will we be there to do it? Yeah.